It was a big win on the road here. I thought first period we were decent. I thought the second period we got away from our game a little bit. We started turning some pucks over, took some penalties. Perron played excellent in the second. Thought we were a little better in the third, obviously the top power play, so kind of a strange game overall with all the penalties. But at the end of the day, we got the win.
Three power play goals. What's the biggest development or improvement you've seen on that unit, for both units, I guess, throughout the season?
I think when we're direct and get plays to the net and then recover pucks, that's a lot of times we'll score that way. So a lot of times it won't be the initial shot. Then it's puck recovery. It gets the penalty kill out of their structure and what they want to do. And that's what happened tonight a couple times, and we took advantage of it. So I think that's the biggest thing. It's just being more direct, and then you have to recover pucks off it. And that's usually where you get pretty good opportunities.
Lane with four assists. Can you just speak to his hockey IQ and playmaking abilities here?
Yeah, he's a decent player. He really sees the ice so well. He moves so well. He waits for the right time to move the puck. So, I mean, we've seen it time and time again. So his, I think we all know that his hockey IQ is off the charts, and it was in full effect tonight.
How can he translate this game from here to the NHL? He's tough to evaluate because he's done things nobody has done before. He's quick, he's not as fast as Williams. Some people think that he will have problems to defend, some other thinks that he's going to be a superstar. So the opinions are, the range is so wide.
Yeah, everyone has opinions, but from what I see every day from him, he's obviously off the charts talent, but his competitiveness is also off the charts, and he seems to be able to adapt to all the different situations that he faces. And you don't know until he gets to that next level, but from what I've seen, I just feel like you get to that next level and you're playing with the best players in the world. Sometimes it's almost easier, especially if you have high-end hockey IQ. I think he's going to adapt very well. So looking forward to seeing it at some point, hopefully not for a little bit.
What does he need to improve? To you played in the NHL, you know what it takes. What does he, in his game, what does he need to improve? I remember Quinn Hughes wasn't that good defensively in Michigan back then. So obviously he's got some things to improve.
Yeah, I think until he gets there defensively, he's going to have to make some adjustments just like he did when he got into college. Like, he's obviously not the biggest guy, but he's smart. He knows how to angle. He knows how to separate guys from the puck just with his quickness and anticipation. And it's going to be similar when he gets to the next level. He's got to get there first to play against those guys on a regular basis to really figure it out. But like I said, he's so smart, he'll adapt to figure out how to play the game.
Are you tempted to play him a bit more on the PK after what you've seen at the World Juniors?
Yeah, well, if we play him regular on the PK here too, I mean, the ice time would be maybe too much. Yeah. So, which he can't handle, but we use him a little bit at the end of kills. We need certain guys that have certain roles here, and guys take a lot of pride in certain roles, and we'll use them at times, but we have other guys that do that job as well.
I know coaches focus on the game. Did you notice that number of Canadians jerseys in the stands?
It's awesome. Yeah, it's great to see.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. So, hey, this he's a heck of a lot of fun to watch play hockey. So, I can see why people get excited. It's not that far to come down and watch him play.
Obviously, a lot of Montreal fans here to see Lane. Just obviously him handle everything away from
yes. Lane just loves playing hockey. He really does. He just loves being out there playing, competing. I don't think he gets too affected by any moment, so I think he just enjoys playing the game every day. He just has a passion for it. He the way he practices every day, how hard he works and competes and wants to compete and wants to win. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Macklin, two goals tonight, second game in a row. Just what's allowed him to be so consistent for you guys this year?
He's just clearly a very good hockey player. He plays a direct game. He attacks. Attacks from the middle of the ice. He's got a great shot. He can finish. He's a pretty complete player for a 17-year-old. I think you see him on both sides of the puck. Very competitive and another really smart player. Knows how to find space to get a shot off. And you saw that again tonight.
That top power play unit got most of the ice time tonight, but Tristan Amonte draws in the lineup. What'd you like from this game?
We always know what we're going to get from Tristan. He competes. He's good on both sides of the puck. He's good in the forecheck. Really good defensively. Made a couple really good defensive plays in the third. So he's just a very consistent player with the way he plays.
And they file for coach.
The 9 penalties from UVM. Do you think that was a product of the way you guys were playing them, or maybe just getting tired towards the end of the game?
I don't know exactly. Probably a little bit of both, I guess. But yeah, I don't really have a great answer for you.